Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know, I'm a fighter, and that's my culture. And I think the longer that I own this team, they're going to pick up more. My culture is that we had them. We should have stepped on their throat the other night and cut their throat, okay? It's not, let's make a few shots and win. It's step on their throat and let's take it back to Houston and end it in six. And we'll pick up a few Tillmanisms along the way in the next few years.
It's Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta, who picked up the option of Mike D'Antoni, not Daryl Morey, this last June. So Mike D'Antoni under contract one more season, not because the GM wanted to do it, but because the owner wanted to. That report, courtesy of myself. You know, we broke it on sportsradio610.com. I don't break a lot of news, J-Lo, but when I do,
hey,
I make sure it sticks. And that's the report. Tillman Fertitta, not Daryl Morey, picked up Mike D'Antoni's option. And the drama here, based on the people I'm talking to, is just beginning. You're about to see a lot of turmoil in this Rockets front office. You're going to find out where people stand, because Daryl Morey, since the season ended a couple weeks ago, in which you just heard Tillman Fertitta, Daryl Morey's been firing Mike D'Antoni's assistants left and right. There's been three canned, including Jeff Bizdelic, the man in charge of the defense. And Mike D'Antoni made it clear with Mark Berman of Fox 26 that is not him firing his assistants. So to summarize the drama with the Rockets, the owner, not the GM, is picking up the coach's options.
Yeah.
And the GM, not the head coach, is firing assistant coaches. And this is just the beginning of what's going to unfold this offseason for your Houston Rockets.
Let's look at what's going on with the Rockets. And tell me if this is a happy family, okay?
Go ahead.
And I'm going to do it off. You're going to have to help me with somebody. I'm sure somebody's going to slip through the cracks. But first of all, you get a new owner. Daryl Morey gets a contract extension.
He did.
Says he would like to be here for life.
He did.
That kind of entitles him to maybe have a little more power than the head coach who's entering the second to last year on his deal. All right? So now Mike D'Antoni, after this season, after they fall apart, he makes the Melo deal. That's a joke. Obviously there are some other moves that he does not make. The mid-level exception, why you don't do that is beyond me when you need warm bodies around your two stars. So Morey does that. Mike D'Antoni's right-hand man, the defensive assistant, Jeff Bizdelic, leaves and then has to be lured back after a slow start in the season.
Well, let me just make this clear real quick, because this is going to be a constant theme as well. The reason, and I can confirm this with 100% certainty, this is 100% fact. There is no debating this, and anyone would admit this, mm-hmm. whether you ask Morey, Fertitta, or D'Antoni this. The reason Jeff Bizdelic left last year, and I'm not even talking about this year, but the reason the Rockets had to start the season off last year without Jeff Bizdelic,
mm-hmm.
is because he asked for a raise from Tillman Fertitta, and rightfully so, because the defense improved significantly and you made it to the NBA Finals, and Tillman Fertitta said no. So then they started out the season, they were 14th in the Western Conference or whatever it was, and they started out bad and their defense was awful. And then Fertitta went back to Bizdelic, mm-hmm. and gave him that raise and basically acted like he went and saved the day. When initially, if you would have just given them the raise he asked for, that he had earned, that he deserved, that would have never happened. Continue, though.
Well, I'll just, the ultimate payoff here of what I'm getting at is that this is a completely dysfunctional organization at the top. I'm not overstating that. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic, because we can go through a number of different things, but this is the gist of it. Daryl Morey has issues with Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni has issues with Daryl Morey. They both have issues with Tillman Fertitta. Tillman Fertitta has issues with basic basketball stuff, and I know you're going to get into that a little bit later in terms of how they're running the operation. The fact that Mike D'Antoni has to lobby for his own contract publicly, for his own contract extension, says something. The fact that Daryl Morey is basically asking for juice boxes and nice pats on the head because they've won as many games against the Warriors as other teams combined, is incredible. The insecurity that is emanating from Toyota Center right now is mind-blowing. That's what it is. Moore is starting to get a little insecure about his place, even though he's got a contract
and
extension.
Rightfully so. Rightfully
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Obviously, Mike D'Antoni, whose assistant coaches Moore forced out, not him, and he might get Tyronn Lue thrown onto his lap as an assistant coach, which he's not going to like that because that's a guy that was a head coach in the NBA very recently. And then Tillman Fertitta, who knows what he's doing and saying to them, you know, about how they're running the organization.
And I mean, I can understand all three perspectives here, but this is also some stuff. We're giving you the latest on the Rockets and the drama surrounding the organization. Tillman Fertitta is the one who picked up D'Antoni's option for next season, not Daryl Morey. This is some other stuff that I can confirm 100% certainty. Mm-hmm. Daryl Morey is not only firing the assistants, he's not running the idea by Mike D'Antoni.
Right.
It's non-negotiable. It's not like a situation where Morey calls D'Antoni and says, hey, I'm thinking about firing Jeff. Tell me why we should keep him. No, he's getting rid of him, and then he's not asking questions.
Four guys?
Three guys now, including a guy who's trained James Harden since 2016. They're not asking questions. This is the other thing, and this is the thing that you really got to keep an eye on if you're a Rockets fan. Mm-hmm. There is unrest in the organization that Tillman Fertitta is running this team like a restaurant. And and just to give an example of how you run a restaurant, a lot of times if you have some napkins or something like that, you change your napkin distributor because it'll save you 3 cents per napkin, and all of a sudden your bottom line is a lot higher.
Yeah.
Tillman Fertitta is doing that with a basketball organization, which is very, very dangerous. And we saw it last year with the luxury tax. Tillman Fertitta came out and said it was a fluke that they got under the luxury tax. That's a lie. Yeah. That's a 100% lie, and it's throwing Daryl Morey under the bus because Daryl Morey goes and gets you under this luxury tax, and you're acting like that was just a coincidence. Just look at the moves they made. They traded point guard Brandon Knight and his contract along with the first-round pick for Iman Shumpert. That right there, when you add the first-round pick, that's because you want to dump the salary.
Right.
They traded Ennis to the Sixers, and all they did was swap second-round picks, didn't even get a player back. That's not a coincidence.
Because they want to save money.
They paid cash for Michael Carter-Williams and Carmelo Anthony to stay below the luxury tax. And also, this is another thing that I didn't take into account. They did not use their mid-level exception.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. I think in a perfect world, in an ideal world, I think the most fair thing here would be for Tillman Fertitta to just say, okay, Daryl Morey, you've been the GM for a long time. I trust you. I'm going to let you fire Mike D'Antoni and bring in your own coach. That's how it's going to work. As much as I love Mike, I think that would be the ideal situation here.
Well, then,
however, Tillman Fertitta is not going to do that because if he fires Mike D'Antoni based on the allegations of how cheap he is, he's going to have to pay Mike D'Antoni as well. So there are signs. There are signs, and I'm just telling you, there are signs that Tillman Fertitta is running this like a business, which it is his right because it's his team. But that's not a recipe for success, and it's not a recipe to capitalize on a championship window when you're trying to win that championship.
And that's exactly where I was going next. Everything you said is right. But now let's talk about from a basketball perspective. You got guys coming back next year, including Harden's guy, you know, the guy that he worked with a lot that has been let go, that are going to have to deal with an all-new staff, coaching staff, all-new way of doing business when they're on the road and just the way they operate as an organization, and a lame duck head coach. How's that going to be good on the basketball court?
It's not going to be good at all. It's a recipe for disaster.
And a general manager who I think better. I also think Daryl Morey, I think it was a 5-year extension, so there's 4 years
left. That means
nothing,
though. You can get it better. You can get a deal. You can leave whenever you want.
I think the walls are closing in on him, too.
Exactly.
He was offered a job last year.
And he's got to be pissed off. And this is the thing. Daryl Morey has probably earned the right to hire his own coach. Mike D'Antoni has earned the right to hire his own assistants. And Tillman Fertitta, it's your team, so you can do whatever you want. But it's not a recipe for success. And this is just the beginning. It's going to get worse and worse for your Houston Rockets. And hopefully, maybe, because I think next year is the year where they're just going to run it back and keep their fingers crossed, ideally. And Mike D'Antoni is going to go into the season knowing that he's a lame duck coach.
Yep.
It's going to be a situation where they're just going to run it back, and that's where your championship window is right there, and we'll see how it goes. But stay tuned, because there's a lot of moving parts here, and I'm 100% promising you, this is only the beginning, and it's going to be interesting to see how the new owner, Tillman Fertitta, reacts to this, because he's going to have to face the music of his allegations sooner rather than later.
You also have Chris Paul in the midst of all this.
And that's another issue on itself. I've heard a lot of things about the Chris Paul Harden thing. Let me just tell you this. That was not just a little bit of an argument in Game 6.
Yeah.
That's a lot deeper than it is. And, oh, by the way, you're stuck with Chris Paul, which Tillman Fertitta, not too happy for. He's made that very clear at many of his gatherings. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, eating lunch with you, Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610 to get in. Are dad jokes underrated? Steve Kerr told a dad joke, and I think it was pretty good. We're going to have the OG who's told his share of dad jokes, what he thinks. Also, one of the most infamous loopholes is going to hold a roundtable of dad jokes, and we're also going to talk about first dates. What is the best and worst place for a first date? Because there's a popular date trend that's going on, and I don't understand what in the hell is going on. We'll get to the bottom of it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.